controls the spice, controls the universe.
So welcome to the Warmest Podcast, episode 111.
111. 11-11. 11-11. A gross.
No, the 11.
That's the number that Bilbo Baggins chooses for his guests, isn't it?
Yeah, his birthday, isn't it? 11-11.
I've chosen your numbers to be the same age as me.
I think. I don't remember that bit. I know he said it was his 11-11 birthday. So, yeah, Bilbo Baggins Day.
Yep.
So we're on episode 111 and we're going to BonerCon.
BonerCon.
It's not really called BonerCon.
No.
I know, it makes me laugh, the idea of, like, having wood.
Boners.
But it's not, it's called BonesCon.
Yeah.
And for the last rites, it's got to be said, all week I've been a bit fucked off. Like, it's like going to visit my dying nan.
About to take the shotgun to Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
And be like, it's been good, boy, but you've been breaking down in the past couple of years.
I've seen it born, I've seen it grow, I've seen it get fat, when there were like 600 or 500 or whatever it was, loads of fucking people and big wigs flying in from America on our ticket. We paid for those fuckers to fly over from America.
That's amazing.
Put them up, they had like, they did keynote speeches,
video presentations.
And stuff, people whooping and hollering.
Then
in 3 years since that, it's gone to absolute fucking piss. And now we're down to just over 100 punters, I think.
150.
I don't think it's as many as that. We should have killed it last February. We definitely should have, but we were talked into doing one last
roll of the dice.
And we shouldn't have rolled on the fucking dice. But it's going to be done, and then it'll be done, and then I'll talk about how I cheered myself up.
Yeah.
Later on.
Very exciting.
Because I was talking to the owner of BonesCon about maybe buying it, but there really isn't any point in buying something that's fucking dead anyway. So yeah, I don't really play War Machine, so what would be the point of buying name and assets for something I've got very little interest in doing?
Yeah, no, I mean, to be honest, Barry, I'd advise against it. Yeah, I would have.
And as for the multi-system stuff, there's plenty of other multi-system stuff out there.
Yeah.
Maybe not as good as BonesCon.
The advantage of this thing that we're going to today, which it starts today, has already started, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is it's proper American style convention.
But it's
where,
not anymore, is it?
No, I'm just saying, but you can, there's open play, you can do what you want.
Yes, but it used to be, like, everything was under the same. Everybody stayed under the same hotel.
Yes.
And this is a different killer fish, this one. It's not. Most people wouldn't be staying in this hotel because the rate isn't that good and the hotel isn't that good.
No.
And blah, blah. It's not like we were staying in the Hilton or whatever.
They were good.
Anyway, so we'll try not to get too morose about the fact that we're going to see Old Yeller. Give a good double barrel shotgun.
Double barrel to the head.
Right the back of the.
Blow his brains out.
And the back of the shed. Oh, dear.
Let him dig the hole first, though. He's got to dig the hole first with his paws.
Oh my God.
When you execute somebody, you make them dig the hole first.
You've been watching too much Tarantino, fella. It's too much.
I'm digging that hole afterwards. Yeah. Anyway.
Did you make him dig the hole when he was bollock naked?
Yeah.
In the Eiffel 8?
Yeah.
Dug it on my Johnson.
Yeah.
Can't even do that accent. Ridiculous.
Wow, that's the story he tells the old general to
make him draw.
Make him draw.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, so we've got to talk Paul's World. Now, we're in the car on old school technology.
Yep. So
it's a bit rainy as always.
Of course, because it's Britain. Whenever we do this, it's raining. So apologies if you've got background noise, but I don't really care.
There is a chance that I will try and use something called a noise gate and try and eliminate the background noise.
Oh. Then what are you complaining about?
Yeah, like, we'll see. It might take time and effort. We'll see. So what's happening, Paul?
It's been cool. So since we recorded last,
I might even release this tonight.
If I edit
it on the way.
What I've been doing recently is I've listed out all like potential hobby projects I've got, and then been getting myself booked up for games, and then painting to that next game, which I like to do, which then motivates me to get stuff done for that game. So I've played a couple of games of Flames of War against Anthony, which is cool because I found.
Have you won one yet?
No. Yeah, like, and I'm not going to because I'm using Italian snacks.
Like, in the little motorized.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Those tanks are so bad. Machine guns.
They're like armored cars, aren't they, or something?
Basically. I mean, technically, what is a tank? I guess
something with thicker armor than that.
I guess, like, tank tracks make a tank, but. Do
they have a gun?
Yes, they do. Oh, yeah.
Can it hurt a top?
Sherman seem OP compared to them. You know, like, anyway. But I say we're playing with Flames of War stuff. It's almost just by the numbers, because it's not... It's also uniform, you know. So I've done that. And then we restarted the Necromunda campaign. So I've done a Dalak gang following a Warhammer TV's painting guide for that. And it was cool. Do you want some pie?
No, it's good. Good. Warhammer TV.
Because they have loads of videos online for 40K and fantasy stuff of how to paint them. And I find them really good to follow. You know, they're cool. You know, so I painted as a Dalak gang, used that on Wednesday, lost, but using a lot of house rules for how the campaign's going to run, and I think it'll run quite well. It's basically like...
Is Clarkie winning?
The Clarkie's going to probably win, but like...
go Clarkie!
Yeah, go Clarkie. You know, like, I mean, he played through Ollie on Wednesday and beat me, basically. It wasn't Ollie's decisions, it was Clarkie's. It was like, oh!
What do you mean? There were three of you on the table and killed two?
No, he came along to help out Ollie and basically played for him.
Like
backseat gaming. So never mind. I'd rather just played you, Clarkie, just you by name, but never mind. Now I've got to play you actually officially against you as well. Never mind. Anyway, I enjoyed that. You know, because the like using the format of open narrative and competitive, Necromunda is definitely a narrative game. It's not open because you can't just do anything, but it's not competitive either. You know, so because I floated these house rules on like the Necromunda's biggest social media page, and you know, it was funny because I don't know why I should have expected it putting it on any public place, mm-hmm. but you get a lot of dickheads commenting nonsense.
Well, that's social media full stop.
But yeah, I don't even know why I then started retorting back, but never mind. You know, like I then started trolling the trolls, so why am I even doing this? But you know, there we go. Like picking a scab, you know, like because ultimately I don't actually care what anybody, any strangers think.
Well, why did you ask that?
Exactly. I don't know, but I did.
Weakness.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. What am I? Do I want their approval? I play the game of Necromunda, and I've got a Necromunda again next week, and then I'm away skiing, and it's Game of Thrones. I'm booked in to play at the end of the month, so that's my next painting thing. Is I'm painting Lannisters.
Lannister
in really rich, gaudy red.
Good.
I found like how can I paint the brightest red for effect? And that's what I'm painting.
Red and gold.
Red and gold, yeah.
Like blood angels, yeah.
Basically, yeah. But they basically it's
not blue though.
No, right,
there's no,
no,
like
I am.
You're not going to like it.
I'm going full red.
You're not going to like it. You're going to get
the models. I tell you what, because that was that Game of Thrones Kickstarter I backed for one piece models, no building. They are quite detailed.
Yeah, it's the same as Guild Ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same. I reckon it's the same factory.
It looks like it. The bases look the same, but it's lovely stuff, and I will then play my Lannisters against Ridd's Boltons.
Bastards. Bolton bastards.
Yeah, so actually the Boltons worked for me, like,
they worked for
everybody, fluff,
mate.
But never mind, it's a game.
They started off working with the Starks, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Loyal to the Starks
until they weren't.
Until they slit Caitlin's throat and stuff.
Yeah.
If you would. Coming back soon. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, the time is now. If you were to watch an episode a day and
which
be ready, if you were, and then be ready for the new series, you'd have to start now.
I might watch the episode in series 7 again.
Probably worth as a recap, yeah. As long as you don't watch episode 3.
Is that the Gendry and the long walk?
Yeah, the terrible episode.
Long run, but a quick run back, yeah.
The plot holes in that were just outstanding.
He did run quick back.
He did, didn't he? Credit to him. He didn't stop, didn't get cold. Yeah.
He ran. And then they sent the pigeon to get the dragon, and the dragon was there.
It was there. Like, in 5 minutes, it was there. You know,
to save them.
To save them. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good going.
Pretty good pigeon.
is that it? But Paul's for 2 weeks. You've had a lot of other stuff on.
Yeah, I know. So, I've played some games in the club, and I've been painting to those deadlines.
Now,
and I also did,
here, we have to come off, even though to stay on, which is bizarre for them, 25.
Yep. And I did, I also painted up Barry's freebie demon.
Barry? Oh, yeah, with the non-metallic metal sword, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get the glowing eyes?
No.
The glowing eyes?
All right, I'll try.
Did you put the basic on it?
No, because it's all up. Screw you.
It's funny, because Nick, he was right. Nick started the piss take.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna say that, but I really genuinely didn't know it was finished. And then when Rid said, "I'll say well done when you paint the sword," it was like that. What the man said.
Yeah.
What the man
fair
said.
Fair enough.
So I've been doing so what's it? Barryland. Firstly, I took a little leaf out of Paul's book and decided to burn some stuff away early in the year to set up my hobby.
Oh right.
So eBay had a sell anything for a pound deal.
What? Yeah. What? No insertion fees.
They don't have no insertion fees. No, so sale fees. Instead of 10%, it's a pound.
And how long did that last for?
From Friday to Monday, one weekend.
Oh, that's quite cool. Yeah.
Right, so yeah. I stuck my Battle Law second edition.
Yeah.
£250.
Yeah.
And sold it and paid a pound.
Yeah.
And admittedly, it cost me quite a lot to post it.
Of course. Yeah, where did it go?
I should have read Birmingham or somewhere. No, it was London, South London.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I had to pay like nearly £20 post because you got £250.
Did it sell straight away?
Yeah, well, no. About 10, 15, 10, 10 days, 15 days, okay. Something like that. A week or two.
So was it a buy it now?
Yeah. £250, buy now, bang.
Brilliant.
Wow. Cool. So I think I paid about 100 for it. So I made like 100 after all the costs and stuff. Paid balance. So that's nice.
Yeah.
And I was never going to play it. It was all still sealed. The whole of second edition.
If you want to play most of it with me, I've got the set. So
I got first edition. So yeah. I was kind of a bit pissed when they went second edition. But anyway, and then I was sold by Warhammer Underworld.
Oh, you did? Right, okay.
There was a post.
I would have probably taken the Skaven off you. But never
just have more.
Well, no, because my models have gotten a bit broke of use. But
I didn't know that.
But they're not expensive, Barry. Like,
£13.50.
Yeah, £13. Yeah, it's like. But I'll take the Skaven off you. Never mind.
So what happened was Facebook's good for this.
Yeah.
So Facebook prompts me that somebody I know who doesn't go to the bunker or anything, but used to play Magic a bit, has joined a Warhammer Underworld group.
Right.
I think, why is he fucking joining the Warhammer Underworld group?
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll take a punt and I'll PM him.
Yeah.
So you've just joined the Warhammer Underworld group. If you're interested in some stuff, I'll sell the whole of the first season.
Season.
For like £75. Half price.
And he took it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a reasonable amount of money.
Yeah.
Because I didn't pay full retail for
them. No.
And even though I built them, I haven't really used them very much. But yeah, whatever. It's better to get like £75 in than
nothing.
Then just I'm sitting there and never be used.
Yeah.
That's really handy. So I've got like 300.
Mm.
That's a nice start to the year.
Yeah.
So how's your hobby funding?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm still positive. Still, what, 150 or something? Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of... I've been buying a lot of things recently.
Do you count for stuff when you bought, like, your Lord of the Rings? That was 50, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anything, any model. I mean, I wouldn't...
No books, no?
No. If they're all... Yeah. No, I count for books.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I don't count for, like, paints. So, like, stuff to...
Well, I won't go through a lot of paints, me.
No, you don't paint. But, like, and sprays and stuff. Like, I won't worry about topping that, because that's only as and when they're needed to anyway. So, but, yeah, I have bought quite a few things recently.
So it's funny, once you start moving stuff on, especially if you pick one of these eBay £1 sale fee, because the £25 sale fee would have been a kick in the balls.
Yeah,
and, like,
a pound
is really quite nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, having suffered from that while going through... selling all the Jeff stuff, that would have been a better way to do it. Never mind.
Yeah. So I've started looking at my stuff in a different light, and if I really am not going to use it, I may well try and burn out the vast majority of my War Machine stuff, although I'm not sure there's any market for it.
Yeah, I think I've brought along today some War Machine stuff, just because I'm going to view the room, and if it seems like there might be... Oh, is it a chance, like, Alpha, is anyone interested in some Signar stuff?
The new stuff?
Yeah.
The stuff you just bought from me?
Yeah, well, yeah, but that was to help you clear your debt, Barry. Okay. Your credits.
We're selling it already.
No, but it's like, somebody would have to, like, it's better to have... have it. I'm not going to take it out of the car.
Right.
You know, it's just like, because it might not
so
be.
So it's not going to be like a bring and buy set?
No. It's because I don't, like, I'll just, but I'll view the room. But if I, you know, it's just, it's there as an option.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So yeah, selling stuff, like, oh, that's another thing. I had a Hordes two-player box set and a War Machine two-player box set.
Yeah.
The Hordes ones nobody's interested in because Hordes is
really
struggling.
Well, they're getting out of date, aren't they?
Like, well, no, the problem is that it's not... From my limited perspective, the War Machine is way more popular at the moment and stuff is way cheaper. You can get way more armour in a War Machine list than a Hordes list.
I mean, I'm not upstate you, but if you say so, yeah.
So I sold the War Machine one for 70, but I can't sell the Hordes one even for less than 70. Yeah. Nobody's interested. Yeah. Hey, right, so we'll have a little break now. So we forgot to talk, so we're going to stitch this bit back in about the fact that Paul played in a little event uptown.
Yes, I did. Christopher Orr had created a Warmaster London group.
Very nice.
Very nice. And he played in the Bad Moon Cafe, which opened in December.
Bad Moon Cafe. Goblins, is it? Goblin. Bad Moon.
That's probably the name. But yeah, it's basically a gaming cafe in London.
Nice.
Yeah, loads of bespoke tables. And
were there many punters?
There was. Yeah. I mean, certainly... what was it close to? It wasn't hard to get to. It was two stops on, you know, the Northern Line from Central. It was quite... I was there quite quickly.
It sounds quite central.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it is central. It is quite central London.
That sounds quite expensive. How the fuck are they affording that?
Well, it's not on a high street. You know, it's down a road. But, you know, it's still...
Everything is expensive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's fucking cardboard boxes are expensive.
But they had loads of space.
And
I took along my Skaven, and I played a relatively new player who was using a experimental halfling list.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, one of the members of the group had written a halfling list, and this guy was using it.
Brilliant.
Not his own list, like he'd used it off somebody else.
So what are halflings doing that goblins don't?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I looked through the army list and I was like, okay, but a lot of it is taking units from other army lists and putting them together. The only thing that's truly like original is the halflings themselves. And
What are they? Like goblins?
You had halfling militia. You had halfling archers, and you had halflings mounted on ponies as light cavalry.
They don't sound that impressive.
No, they weren't. Well, the halflings, ultimately, like, you know, and, yeah, but the guy I played was very new to Warmaster, and I was basically teaching him as we were playing, and, like...
So we will give him, like, a really underpowered new army full of little weedy infantry, and I'll take the world's biggest fucking army against him. It's like Zulu Dawn. These poor fucking halflings just getting swallowed up by rats.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it was played in a like nice spirit of it, and it was cool. But it's like the whole event of it itself. Like, I can't make the next one because I'm away skiing. So when
but this is your fourth job.
My fourth job. Yeah. But it was cool. As a concept, it was lovely. Like, it was because semi regularly I've been going into London to play Epic Armageddon.
Is that another job?
No. Okay. But this could be like, this was like perfect for Warmaster. Like, the venue's lovely. It does, you know, pizzas I brought in.
Nice.
It's got one of my favourite beers. You know, like, I was like, I'm content. You know?
A wet one. A wet beer.
A Brewdog one.
Brewdog. So, I've got to say, well done to Mr. Matthew Street, who was one of the people there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think it was the guy I played. Yeah.
Okay. Who has drawn little fucking black and white pen and inks for all the six players. And each one of them says, Warmaster London number one.
I didn't know about this until 5 minutes ago.
Which is a joke in itself. Mr. Facebook. 28th of the 1st, 2019. And then it says, for your one, for example, Paul Winter, Skaven. Yeah. And then it's got his name and a little signature in the corner. And it looks absolutely fucking amazeballs.
Yeah, it does.
Well, this is Pestilence, is it? This plan?
He looks like a censer bearer. Like for Pestilence, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bad man. Bad little rat man.
Bad little rat man.
And there was a halfling. Yeah. There was a orc and goblin. There was an ogre. A dark elf, and there was one other who I can't even remember who it was. And there's one more, I can't remember. Sorry. bonkers piece of work. I don't know if he was doing it to try and get commissions, but he certainly will be having people banging at the door because they were amazing.
So this is the guy that he owned the Yoga Kickstarter regiment, the old school Ogres.
Yeah.
So that was him. That was the guy I was playing, and he told me like he intends to do other stuff, and he'd sculpted his own for this halfling list. He'd sculpted a halfling hot pots.
Nice.
Yeah, as artillery pieces.
So what was he using for the halflings?
Oh, they had their own rules. They were like...
I don't know what models they...
Well, he'd made... Well, was it Manistrum Millistrum?
Okay.
I think it was Manistrum Millistrum models that he'd then created, like, sculpted some of his own, like an artillery piece. And it was, like I say, it was cool. It was like the army lid to me. I had one or two things about the army. It's like, personally, I thought, like, the militia seemed to stand out. Why have they got 5+ armour? That's too good for them.
I mean, they were in possum pants.
Yeah, but they're not better than Empire troops, are they?
Well, they are. They're better than Albert is, for sure.
They don't need shoes, halflings.
They've
got thick soles.
Hairy feet.
Fuck your shoes.
Yeah, 5 or 5 is really quite rare.
Yeah, I was like, that's probably too strong for them. But I'd turn that down to a 6.
But no, they are shit. What the fuck are these guys then?
Well, that's the point, isn't it? They're like goblins. They're not good.
Goblins got no armour, have they?
Well, yeah, no, goblins don't have armour.
They'd be 6 up armour.
6 up on nothing.
Sounds awful.
Keep them cheap.
Sounds awful.
I mean,
two attacks and 6 up armour.
The story, there was a bit of the game where it's like, that ain't the right move to make. So he sent his 2 units of glorious halfling pony riders, who are like 2 attacks, 6 up armour, light
cannon. 2 attacks, were they skeletons?
Well, they're halflings. And he sent them into a massive Skaven. I was like, there's only one way this is going to go down. My Skaven are going to
beat this. What are they going to do otherwise? Just run around saying, "Flee, Mr. Frodo, flee!"
Let's say light cavalry aren't a good choice against Skaven.
Nothing's a good choice. Shit infantry. Yeah. If your infantry's worse than the Skaven, you're in trouble.
Yeah. So I did win the game. But it was like, I wouldn't have, it wasn't a competitive game. It was like, I was there to support Christopher and to take, and I knew that, I said that I would play a brand new player. So I was happy with that.
How many characters in this build? 7. Well, that crazy time. You had 7 last time.
This one I cut it down to 5 characters.
Just the 5.
I tried taking 4 gutter runner units, and that actually worked better, I think. And that's the list I'm taking along to Bonescon if I get it. Because today I'll probably get some casual games against Jim and Alex. I'm using a 4 gutter runner, Skaven list. Because that seemed to work quite well. But a 16 break gutter runner, like a 16 break Skaven army, is a big break army.
As it should be.
Janus, speaking about Bonescon, Janus is going to use Wood Elves.
Go Janus. I don't know the guy's name, sorry. We're driving in a car and I can't be fucking fighting with Facebook. But somebody keeps posting, like, constantly to me. Wood Elf list no good.
Oh, yeah, this thing. Italian.
It's like, fuck's sake, stop it! It's like, every week, the same fucking post on everything I post.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I'll be talking about something and suddenly it'll just pop up, Wood Elf list no good. Jack, fuck Wood Elves! Fuck this list! I have nothing to do with it. Literally, fuck it. I'm not even sure I did vote for it in the end.
Yeah.
Because what was the alternative? It's like Theresa May's Brexit deal.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying we should vote for that, but it's like, is this deal or no fucking deal?
Yeah.
So it was just to get it over the line.
I mean,
no good.
Today,
Janus will tell you if it's no fucking
good. Yeah, like, we'll have a report on this come Sunday evening when Janus walks away with the crown.
He's playing in the tournament with
him. He's asked me one or two clarifications for scenarios with Wood Elves. So he's using Wood Elves.
With the free woods?
No, not with free woods.
No, you're banning the free woods?
Can't have it in scenario play, so no.
Wow.
But he can cast spells on woods that are already on the table. I allow that, but he can't place woods, no.
Okay, right.
It's in the steamroller pack.
It's in the steamroller.
Oh, sorry, no. In the winter roller pack.
Ego roller.
Ego roller.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we're in the middle of a fucking flood. The weather's been unbelievably mild. Like, ridiculous. Like, it could almost be April, the weather's so fucking mild. There are birds tweeting and
not bees, frozen.
Bees flying around and all kinds of fucking stuff happening. And then today it's like, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Wind and rain. That's because we're driving.
Yeah.
So it has to be wind and rain.
Has to be wind.
So we're going to Bonacorn. I don't really know what. I mean, we've got to talk about it a little bit, but there's not much to talk about. I talked in the intro about how sad it is.
There are eight listed players, not counting me or Barry, for Walmart.
I'm not playing.
No, you're not. But I'm just saying. It's like
I've
listeners.
Got fucking work.
I'm explaining it to listeners. Yeah. So we will. And Jim's come up with a really cool idea about how to do six games for eight players. So basically,
round robin.
Well, no. Three games tomorrow, and then the top four players play off against each other.
It's
and the bottom four
robin.
Players. All right. If you say so.
But everybody plays everybody.
It's not quite everybody plays everybody.
In the two pools.
Yeah.
But normally you do the round robin first, then knockout. But yeah. Jim likes it a bit different. So.
Yeah, so.
Knockout,
like,
then round
and
robin.
I like that idea. Yeah, so I'm probably going to run with that. Though, obviously, I'll gather all the players together tomorrow morning, and I'm like, this is what things we could do. This would be quite a cool idea. And just take, hear what they say, and then but ultimately I might go, well, we're deciding I'm going to do this.
Jim, what I would suggest is only having five rounds unless you play one today, because you might not get three rounds in on Sunday.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, that's the thing to talk through.
And if you were only doing five rounds, then you could do a split into two fours, do round robin the first day, and then knock out a second day.
Yeah.
So the top four then play off in two rounds.
Yeah. I mean, this is all something.
And the bottom four.
There'll be like a 10-minute discussion about this before we start tomorrow.
The best way to do it. So it's a bit. What's the word? Sad.
Well, you're a bit sad.
I'm a bit sad.
But you've seen it from the start. I wasn't here.
I've been doing this for fucking years, and I've seen it in its glory, and now we're going to see it, as we said, put to sleep.
Yeah.
This weekend there is absolutely. I mean, last year there was like, oh, should we go on? Should we not go on? And it came down to John to decide.
Because I'm a latecomer to the party, because I was only brought on staff last year.
And you're only half in then. You didn't even have anything to do at the weekend.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So it's a crying shame, really, but it is what it is, and it's got to go. So on the flip side, what I've got to talk about is instead of Bone... I talked a little bit to John about maybe taking it over, but we've discussed that there's no point in that. I'm not interested. So I'm going to run a different event in the same weekend.
Listen to this. Pin your ears back, listeners.
So you've got to ask me the questions about it.
Yes, I'll interview you.
I wanted to do something, because I've already got this weekend. I've already had the fight with my wife, and this is a weekend that I get away every year. I don't get many weekends away at all, but this one that I get away, so I don't want to lose it, but I don't want to run a fucking war machine event.
No, you would enjoy it.
Nah, bollocks, I'm trying to sell out, actually.
You were saying, but Barry, what would happen is you just wouldn't be interested in...
I'll be like John.
Basically, you'd be like John.
Because, so what I am going to do instead is I am going to, and I've already started this process, so we're already quite a way down the road, I'm going to do an international War Master tournament, because we need to do one.
Yep.
And I know that not everybody wants to come to Britain for a variety of reasons, not least it's fucking expensive.
Yep.
It's not more expensive than some Northern European places, because they are fucking expensive.
They are, they are. Forget Scandinavia.
You're like £8 a pint kind of countries. So I thought, where should we go? Where should we go that I know somebody, because I do know a venue in a certain country, and where should we go that's kind of central, and where should we go that's cheaper? And I thought what we should do is we should celebrate War Master Revolution by going to the home of War Master Revolution and going to the Czech Republic, where it all happens and still happens.
Yeah.
Because if anybody's doing anything about this fucking Wood Elf list, it's Alice, she's not me. So, this is what I keep saying to the Italian fella. Go and bother Alice.
Yeah.
On here, he's fucking quick.
Yeah.
You post up or something, he'll come and answer you.
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Ben. If most people won't know who Mr. Ben is, you probably don't even know.
No.
He just used to appear. The fucking guy in the
horse.
It's like a dressing up shop.
You
go in the shop and then Mr. Ben would appear.
Right, okay.
It's like shit TV for kids.
Anyway, who cares? Talk
in
about
the 70s. Event. Right, so we're going to a place called Bruno.
I do not know what that is. What is Bruno?
So Bruno, if that's pronounced right, which it probably isn't, is like the second city of the Czech Republic. So not London, like Birmingham. Like Birmingham. So it's got good infrastructure, lots of people live there, and it's also just happens to be where Alice lives.
Right, okay.
So he lives in Brno.
So, yeah, yeah.
And also there's a, I've got a contact who helps in a club called Black Oil.
Right.
You may or may not have seen advertised in the War Machine fraternity because they're the hub for
the
Czech Republic.
Right, okay.
So they've got like a gaming club, pub, that's like does food.
Yeah, yeah. A venue.
So like your place, Black Moon. Blue, yeah. What was it called?
Bad Moon Cafe.
Bad Moon Cafe. Do they do food?
Yes. Well, they bring it in.
No,
they either, either do it themselves or they bring it in.
This place does food, so you can get like stews and hot meals,
Czech
whatever.
Stew. Yeah,
you get like, they do drinks and stuff. I mean, the only condition of me getting the venue was that I have to agree that nobody's going to bring in food and drink.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
Way
I mean,
is,
I'm not saying we're going to necessarily eat exclusively in this place, because in the evening after the event's finished, I'm probably going to want to go out and
see
some of Brno.
See some of Brno, yeah.
So we're, it's going to be the 15th and 16th of February 2020.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be, I don't know what the ticket price is going to be, but I'll be honest, we don't need to pay a great deal for the venue.
No.
So what I would like is I'd like to have some trophies.
Oh, yeah, well, plenty of time to square that away.
Yeah. But with it not being in the country, we've got to find a way either get the trophies out there or get them made out there.
Yeah.
Either get them made in Brno or we take them out.
So are you going to run this event?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Fair enough, yeah.
So we've just hired a venue.
Right.
Called Black Oil Gaming in Brno.
Yeah.
And we're going to have it on the Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have, what I would like to do is charge a ticket price.
Yeah.
And that ticket price will get the trophies.
Yeah.
And that ticket, including maybe a best painted.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It will get a rule book and an army book printed.
Of the latest version.
Of the latest version of Almost the Revolution.
Yeah.
And they'll be given to each player.
Perfect,
So again, I'll have to get them shipped to the Czech Republic because I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah, yeah, carry it out.
And then we need to get terrain and stuff sorted. So hopefully we can get that again done locally.
Yeah.
I don't really want to take that out, although we could post it out in advance.
Okay.
We could make like, 15, 16 tables worth of that wooden shit that I do. Post it out in advance.
Yep.
We need some money to cover that. And
hope you, hope you attract the international flavour. Is the language of the tournament English?
Yeah, well, I mean, the language of Almost the Revolution is English.
Yeah, so I suppose it's got to be, isn't it? Else ignorant Brits. Win again.
Well, we don't know about that. So, hopefully people are going to get involved. I'm going to post up over this weekend an event on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Get it done, we'll pin it to the announcements page, because that way it will always be seen, like the current events are.
So you can say you're interested on Facebook,
that'd
be nice.
Yeah.
When I get the tickets sorted, the pricing sorted, I will put up a ticket. I'm not sure how many tickets there'll be, there might only be 30.
Well,
depends on the venue.
I mean, to be honest, Barry, if 30's plenty big for Warmaster, I think that's a fine number to aim for.
Well, definitely to start with. It'd be nice. So I've looked into the pricing. The hotels are dirt cheap. Well, obviously by English standards. I mean, you're looking at 3-4-star hotels, and they're like, oh my God, what's that? Like £50 a night bed and breakfast.
I mean, yeah.
So that's 20. If you share, that's £25 each.
It's nothing. Yeah.
We can fly from Stansted,
which is a local close airport to us.
To Brno, and the airport's really central, which makes a change.
Yeah.
And it's relatively cheap, maybe like £40 each way.
So you're talking like a tank of petrol.
The only issue is it's like a single flight a day. So anybody that's coming from the UK, I don't know how it'll be from other countries, obviously, it will be a case, I think, of flying on the Friday and flying back on the Monday, which will be a bit of a pain in the arse. But when you're going abroad, that's sometimes what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't expect to fly out Saturday morning and back Sunday night, but that's paying like crazy money.
Yeah.
So that's my idea. I think it's going to be good.
Well, it is happening, isn't
it? Book it and they will come.
Yeah,
that's what they say. Is that what they say?
They do. I mean, it would be great. I mean, because the big event of the year is the London GT in London. But it would be cool to see what numbers an event that we're running in the Czech Republic attracts. It would be fantastic.
Well, hopefully we can get.
I've never been to the Czech Republic.
I've never been to the Czech Republic. Yeah. I've seen enough of it. It's supposed to be good value.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm expected to get plenty of food and drink done. So it'd be nice to see it, like our European friends.
Yeah.
Come. I mean, for people like the Germans, I mean, you probably can drive there in a few hours.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So get yourself some cars.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll hopefully see some of you there. So keep your eyes open. It's probably going to be called something like War Master International Masters or something.
Yeah,
War Machine International Masters.
Yeah.
Is that right? War Machine
War Machine against War Master.
Oh, War Master International Masters.
Yeah.
There we go. but Master and Master doesn't work. War Master International Masters. Nah, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, you'll think of a name.
War Master International Open or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep it simple. Paul's not. I haven't told Paul any of this shit, but we might have a round clock. We're not having death clocks.
Fair enough.
We're not having scenarios.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Because we want to keep it open.
But in a sense, when if it's an international tournament, then you want to keep the least fuss, don't you?
Yeah.
For players, yeah, that might not have the same language.
So I don't want to bring in too many barriers to entry in.
Yeah,
so it's going to be pitch battle.
Yeah.
We'll have a vote. It will be completely democratic between the ticket holders whether or not we use optional rules and which one we use.
I vote we do.
So it will be.
Okay.
These are all the optional rules. Vote. Which ones you want to use, which ones you don't want to use, and we'll use them or not use them, depending on the people there. We can even do that on the day, because it's a relatively quick thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we use this optional rule, hands up? Do we use this optional rule, hands up? Yeah. And then we can crack on. Everything's pitch battle. We'll have a scoring system. We'll have a round clock. We won't have any death clocks. We won't have any... Because I trust people not to fuck about.
And
we'll get 6 rounds in over 2 days.
Yep.
Which will cover... it covers up to 36 players. No, 32 players. But we're not going to have 32 players. Because we'll... Capacity will be 30.
I mean, the advantage of just having a round clock is you only need one physical clock, you know, which you like to time it. You don't have a clock at each table.
Yeah, they bring their own issues, and I'd have to send those out. To be fair. So that's the first announcement, which I think is pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
Because I was getting really fucking annoyed and sad and depressed about this coming to an end.
I mean, I hear that, Barry, and it is a shame. I mean, and we can go into the detail of why we think it has failed.
But it's not that difficult.
But what do you think? Why do you go then? Why do you think?
Well, there's only one reason it failed, and that's because they changed the system, War Machine. And suddenly, from being the only game in town, it was like fucking dead.
Yeah.
And it still is dead. It's still on its dick.
Yeah.
What's that, 3 years later?
Yeah. I mean, the numbers of the War Machine players at this are much lower than they ever have been.
Oh, jeez. We used to have 2 128-man events runnings.
Yeah.
We had 2 full masters, full masters, and then we used to have a Champions Day on Sunday with everybody at one of the 8 other events playing against each other.
Yep.
And now we're probably down to like 64 player events.
Total.
One.
Yeah.
One 64 player. And I'm not even sure we've got 64 players for it.
Probably not. I imagine if you get a ticket on the day. Yeah, but it's, and it is sad to see, but it is cool that you then use that time and put it into something different. That, you know, I mean, that could be fantastic. I mean, certainly, I've never been to the Czech Republic. I'd love to go. You know, I will be playing in this event. It'll be great to go.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I'll be running the event. I won't be a Spur player unless I really have to be.
Yeah.
Because I prefer not to be.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to be videoing it and stuff and doing other stuff rather than getting involved in the actual games.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, if there's a situation where you have to have a spare player, that could be me.
But it wouldn't be me.
Because
I learned long ago that in order to run an event properly, you have to be disengaged.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Other people are different.
Yeah.
But I need to, So, unfortunately, just there'll be a bye.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because, I can't play and run.
Yeah.
I need you to come pick me up, all right? I got bit by fucking disease, dog. God damn it.
Okay, so it's Sunday night. We're coming back from BonesCon. We had the battery ran out, and I tried to buy a new battery on the way here. So on Friday when it was rainy, I can't remember where we stopped, but wherever we stopped was time from Sunday night. So we arrived at 3, wasn't it? We arrived at 3 on Friday, pissing down rain, unloading the car.
Yeah.
It was fucking grim. And I was on shift then for the rest of the day, apart from we went out in the evening for a curry.
Yep.
All played some games.
Yeah, I played Alex Shanaway, his Wood Elves, and then
but it wasn't the realist. I knew it wasn't the realist.
No, I can
fucking tell.
It saves that for when it matters. Yeah.
He put out this fucking Wood Elf list, and it was the fluffiest Wood Elf list with none of the bent stuff, the really, you know, like fearless ogres and shit.
Yeah.
fearless fucking.
Oh no, I wouldn't say like none of the Ben stuff. It was a cavalry list.
Yeah. He still won with it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, beat my ass. I use Skaven every game, so when I'm talking about a game, I use Skaven.
Beat your ass like a drum, sir.
Beat
like
my
a
ass.
Fucking drum.
Yeah, and he played it very well. I was like, but to be honest, it was the same, basically, a list that you could do exactly the same for high elves. You know, exactly the same.
Yeah, so it was kind of like built on the kind of Reaver with a bit of counter.
Reavers and chariots. And then.
There's no chariots.
Yeah, but Wild Riders attack like chariots.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Also played Jim afterwards.
So we went out for curry.
Oh, yeah.
It was very nice. It was quite expensive, but it was like local to Guildford. Guildford's quite pricey, so whatever.
Yeah.
Nice curry. Enjoyed myself.
Yeah, yeah. That was the four of us.
So just me, Jim, Alex, and Paul.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you played Alex, obviously being the ever pro.
Yeah.
Had to get his full reps.
Yeah.
So he had to have his 9 hours sleep.
It was the mango. Oh no, that was the night after, wasn't it?
No, that's just
no, that.
So we were trying to get him pissed, basically, to get him off his stride.
Yeah.
But he wasn't having fucking
nothing. No.
And so we were all
half a mango cider.
Half a fucking mango cider, a glass of water in bed.
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of us are fucking slaughtered. Even though I was working when I got back, the four went back and played Gentleman Jim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was anybody else around, or was it just you and Jim on the...
Just me and Jim. Just me and Jim, as I remember. It's a bit hazy. You know, we had a really good game, and that was against Chaos Dwarves that time. And I lost. It was Skaven.
Yeah.
It was close.
Are you using a new Skaven list? Your stock Skaven list?
My stock Skaven list at the moment, yeah. Like the one
so
that
the seven character craziness?
No. 5 characters, 16 break, 4 units of gutter runners.
I saw them do some funky stuff.
Yeah, they do. They actually got me a win.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Right, so you lost again.
Lost again.
Oh, and then we went to bed at 1. Ish. No, we left the place at 1. And then
we got a cab back that night, didn't we?
No.
No, we didn't.
I got a cab. Yeah, I don't know how you got back.
Yeah, I got a cab too.
You were on it for some reason this weekend. You had 8 hours sleep over the weekend.
Nah, it's fine. Yeah.
So then Saturday morning, 8:30 start, and you get your event, you get all your boards there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, because I'd secured the tables, I'd laid out 5 tables actually, just in case. Having a laugh with it as I'm doing it. And that was the night before, and then on Saturday, the 8 players turned up that we were looking for. No hidden extras, you know, no random sign up, so I'm going to play Warmaster instead or something like that. Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool, so we just need 4 tables, which we've got a spare spot, yeah, which went to a casual play. Epic, because some people played Epic next to us, which was
oh,
nice.
Oh, that was amazing. Squats against Space Eldar. Bastards.
Yeah, Squats against Eldar. It's like literally, they play like a game or two a year, so I was basically reffing them as well.
This game took like 7 hours.
Yeah, like they weren't interested in playing it quickly. Yeah.
So that was cool. Who did we have in the event and what were they playing?
So we had Alex Janaway using Wood Elves, Jim Beach using
Orcs
and Goblins, we had Christopher Orr using Dark Elves, Shane Streeting using Dark Elves, and Justin using Dwarves. A guy called David using Wood Elves as well, 2 Wood Elfists, then Matthew using Norse, and Gert from Denmark using Empire.
I mean, at this point we've got to say, like, it was amazing to see a Danish player who'd rocked up all the way from Denmark.
Yeah,
apparently he used to organise events in Denmark when that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But obviously there ain't much of a Danish scene, so he came all the way over here to play an event, which was amazing. He had an incredibly nicely painted Empire army.
Yeah, very colourful. Yeah,
I love that kind of Empire.
Yeah, yeah, like every different knightly order, all painted differently, you know, colourful troops, you know, not like one colour will do, like quarters and stuff.
Okay.
And I did feel straight away, I was like, right, I need to host this guy well, you know, I want to make sure that he feels it's worth his time.
Okay, so how it worked was, as Paul often will want to do, is like spontaneously decide some random gubbins on the day in order to kind of piss on the normal structure of a tournament and just create some fucking monstrosity.
Do my own thing.
So we had three rounds of non-Swiss.
Yep.
Yeah, as you do.
As you.
With the guy going, who's 2-0, playing some guy that's 0-2. In round three, as you would.
Yeah, as you would, probably. Yeah.
So three rounds of non-Swiss.
Yep.
Completely random draws. And then cut to top four.
Yeah. So it's Jim's idea. Yeah, I can't take credit for it, but I did quiz.
And you can, and normally do.
All right. But I really like the idea of it because it could theoretically get, you know, 5-6 games of War Master in, and that's what people are there to play. Like, they want to play War Master.
They do.
Yeah, you know, so they don't want to play three rounds an event because that's all we need to play. They want to play lots of games of War Master, more than that. Yeah, and as Jim said, like, he can play three games in one day, he wants to do more than that. It's like, fair enough. So that was a method of it, and everyone agreed to it, and that's, so there we go.
Okay. So do you just want to skim through the rounds, or do you want to talk about each round individually, or just, like, say...
Well, I can't remember a lot of facts because, you know, I made myself available, like, and I set up some painting.
As you do.
Yeah, like, I don't want to... When I'm reffing, I don't comment on... Unless... If someone's made a wrong move and I've noticed that, you know, then I'll say, hang on a sec, you know, that's wrong, you need to do that instead. But I don't... I certainly don't want to comment on any tactics or anything because that's not fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely true.
You know, and, you know, I had one or two questions about moves after their go, so they can't say... Yeah, you know, they can't reverse them. And I was like, why'd you do that? You know, like, and because, you know, it's important that the player plays the player, you know. Yeah, so, and I can't overlook every game, so ultimately, I can't police them all. Like, okay. I'm there to answer the rules questions. And I didn't have, like, this time round, I didn't have anything I couldn't answer pretty damn quickly. Yeah, so good.
Okay. One thing I would say is that some of the games took a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So longer than the 2.5 hours somehow that it had to take.
Well, that can happen. And also some of the games got very close to both players' time.
Yeah, there was one that stood out that's a shame. And actually it was the first round, because I still in my memory, Gert was playing Justin. And they both, basically, Gert ran out of time. Justin only had less than 5 minutes or less of his clock. Justin did not have, and they both had lots of their armies still left to go. At least 4 or 5 break each. And so Justin certainly wouldn't have had the time to break Gert. But they basically both ran out of time. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's sad. It's just like, but the train doesn't stop. And I was like, that's a bit of a shame that I have to put in. And like, sorry, Gert, you've lost. Justin gets 4 points and you get the points you've gathered so far, but, you know, it has to run, has to move on.
Yeah, and it's one of those real conundrums with tournament play. It's like, is it fair if you don't have a time limit for, say, an exceptionally slow player? I'm not saying either of these two were, or this game was, or whatever. They might have had a million turns, but say that one player takes, you have 2.5 hours.
I mean, that matchup was Empire versus Dwarves,
so it's quite
they were
defensive.
Both being defensive.
Yeah, of course. So you've got an exceptionally slow player, for example, and you've got a normalish player or whatever, and the slow player takes 2 hours and 15 to make 2 turns.
Yeah.
And the other player has 15 minutes to play his game.
Yeah.
And then the round time's over, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
It's like a minor win or a minor loss or a draw or whatever.
No,
like,
see,
what's the point in that game?
Yeah. It's, you know, if one person runs out of time, I'm afraid the other person cannot be impeded at all, in my head.
So we've had this discussion in the past, and, like, basically how the more tournament-focused games have it, it's like a chess death clock. So if your chess death clock runs out, you lose.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the fucking game state is.
Nope.
Doesn't matter that you've lost no units and the other person's half a fucking break away from breaking.
Yep.
Half a unit away from breaking. You've run out of your death clock. That's it. You're done.
Yeah. So our clutch of War Master players are not... You know, I and not the tournament bred war machine players that we come from. So, like, basically, I noticed that early turns, but there's not much you need to do.
That's why you waste all the
time. They procrastinate so much. Yeah. And they're like, why are they spending ages doing this? Like, it's pretty simple. Make your three orders, off you go. You know, like, move the army forward. You know, get going. You know, and then, so they waste time then, and also, late in the game, when they haven't got much time left, they spend some of that time doing unimportant stuff. Things that will not have no impact. Oh, I'm going to fire these two bow shots at this unit that might cause a single...
In a wood.
Yeah, like, in the wood.
A hit on a fire might get one hit. Yeah. It doesn't even do anything. Yeah, the drive back doesn't work.
It's like the probability of doing anything in worth chasing doesn't change the game. But the combat you need to do
to
win the game, you're not prioritising.
You might not even get to do it because you're running out of time.
Yeah.
So
War Master is a game where you don't have to do anything, you know, but you have to use a minute of the clock.
In your system.
Yeah.
Not my system.
Yeah, yeah. And you can, if you're going to do absolutely nothing, you can just say, dock me a minute, your turn again. You know?
You have to run it off. I can't dock it.
You couldn't say that.
And I'm not saying the system's perfect because I don't believe it is.
No.
But the problem is that nobody has come up with a better system.
Yeah.
The only other alternative system there used to be is you used to have things called round time. So you'd have my turn. Let's call it turns.
Yeah.
So I have a turn, you have a turn. That's a round.
Yeah.
I have a turn, you have a turn. That's a round.
Yeah.
So my turn limit is, say, 7 minutes. So every turn I have to do in 7 minutes. This is not the actual number, we're just saying 7 minutes, for example. And then once per game, I can extend that by maybe it's as much as another 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's once per fucking game.
Yeah.
So maybe the number's 10 minutes. My turns take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I have a 10 minute turn, and once per game it can be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When your 10 minutes is up, your turn is fucking up. It doesn't matter what's happening in the game. It's done.
Yeah.
And it's the other person's turn. That's the only other way that you can give parity to both players.
Yeah.
And they both get a fair crack at the whip. They both get the same amount of chance to do stuff in the game.
Yeah.
Because everybody's been in that game where you literally don't play a game. You spend like 2.5 hours and you've done literally nothing. The game has not progressed.
Yeah, yeah.
You've not done anything.
Yeah.
You don't even feel like you've played a game.
Yeah.
So... if somebody can suggest a better system, then great, because we did talk about the Czech event, didn't we, already?
Yes.
Come February next year, we're only playing pitch battle because we're keeping it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple. This is in Czech. Because we're anticipating playing people we've never met before.
Okay, and we'll decide whether or not on the day we use any optional rules and which one we use, so that'll be to people's taste.
Yeah.
The only other thing we need to have in place is some form of making games end. Because you can't have games that sprawl on endless.
No.
Because you can't run a tournament. You end up with two rounds.
Personally, I don't like the idea of a round time, and if your game's not finished, you both lose.
That is what happens.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But it's because you don't understand. You haven't run a tournament. You don't understand why that happens.
Yeah.
So your round time... So basically, each player has an hour and 15.
Yeah.
So I say, start the clocks. Everybody starts the clocks and start deploying, right? So the clocks are running.
Yeah.
Now, I then set a round time of running that is, say, 2 hours 45.
Yeah.
So that's the sum of both clocks.
Yeah.
1 hour 15 plus 1 hour 15 plus 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
So how can your clock still be running when we've gone 2 hours 45?
Yeah.
It can't be. Because
yeah.
I'm the only person that can stop the clock.
Yeah.
And I would have had to have been there 15 minutes with the clock stopped.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So that means you've been fucking about. And in War Machine, it's just a double loss.
Yeah.
Because we can't allocate any more time to this round.
Yeah.
It's got to move on. You've fucked about and we can't get results. So you just both lost.
Yeah.
And you both get whatever victory points or whatever you get from the scenario, and then we move on to the next round. Because how else do you do it? Where do you draw the line?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, Barry.
When you're running a 128-player event, you just have to fucking move on.
Yeah.
Because you're just sort of like in the warm Western, where we've got six other people sitting around talking. We've got like a room of 126 people sitting around saying, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. And it comes with good intentions. And you're not doing it to fuck people off or ruin people's weekend. Trying to keep it moving.
Yeah, exactly.
And once you get used to playing in that kind of environment, it means you you kind of get on. You have to learn to get on with it. Like Paul mentioned, the 1 minute at the beginning of the game is worth the same as the 1 minute at the end, but it doesn't feel that way. There's no pressure at the beginning.
No.
Fuck about at the beginning.
It's like working in my ED department. You've always got to work like your foot on the gas, always, because the moment you don't work like that, the department gets full and it all goes to shit. So
you've got to always remember it's the last 10 minutes. Yeah, you heard it's the last 10 minutes. Get on.
And you have to. So those early turns have to be played in that mentality. So if you do need some time later to like work complicated combats, you have that time.
Exactly. Anyway, that's enough of that. So we played where we were up to. Round one, you talked about that, blah, blah, blah. So I'll have to post the results up. But we played round one, played round two, played round three, and we had a top four.
Just one little amendment. Because I use Skaven at the moment, and a very high big break army.
Big break.
I will play it fast. Like, you can't turn around and say, right into us and say, I want to use a horde army. That wouldn't happen. Well, yes, you can.
I mean, some board armies like undead are defensive anyway, so
even less time you need.
Yeah, I'm just saying they shoot my skull truckers. So. Right, after three rounds, we did top four.
Yes.
And then the people that weren't in the top four. So the top four were Alex Chanoway, obviously.
Obviously,
the fucking goat. 3-0 with Wood Elves.
It doesn't need to be said.
3-0 with Wood Elves. I mean, to be fair, him going 3-0 with Wood Elves doesn't prove fucking anything
about Wood Elves.
I've seen him go 3-0 with
Witch Hunters.
He didn't go 3-0 with Goblins. No. But there's a line somewhere.
And he didn't go 3-0 with Bretonians.
Yeah, he really skewed that building.
Yeah.
What did he have, like three units of knights
or
something stupid?
Yeah. I won that game.
Hurrah.
So,
because he couldn't, the stuff in the way didn't make any difference, did it? The stuff being near, he tried to hide his stuff in the back, but enemy near means nothing to you, does it?
No.
So we run through the middle of you. Bye. So Alex Chenoway first played Wood Elves. Second place was Justin. Dwarfs.
Because
he went.
The thing is, Justin's games all went long, but his opponents ran out of time. They broke themselves on the barrier that is dwarves.
On the rocks that are dwarves.
The rocks that are dwarves.
And then third place was General Jim.
Yeah.
With Orcs and Goblins.
Yeah. Which are OP.
Fourth place was OP. It was Matt.
With Norse.
Who's an Ancients player.
Yeah. So this guy Matt has not played much Warmaster. Mostly it's Epic or Armageddon or Warmaster Ancients. His army was an Ancients army in 6mm, which is very interesting, but he obviously based it for Warmaster, so it was totally legit.
It looked cool to me.
Models were 6mm.
Whatever.
Like, if that's your bag.
So small and you're so far away.
Yeah, that's your bag, then do that. I mean, like, why not? It's certainly fine by male standards.
It's cool.
Because it's a 10mm war game, doesn't mean your models have to be 10mm.
It's the first time I've seen him at a event. He was Hampshire based, I think, localish.
Yeah.
Cool. Well done, him, sir.
Yeah.
So there were the top four. The next people along in the other four were Chris Orr playing, was Dark Elves.
Yeah.
Shane Streeting playing Dark Elves.
He'd gotten unlucky. He'd gotten close to some wins. And
he's got unlucky. It's like, I heard of a story. It was that in a competitive game where he lost all his heroes.
That's his first game against Jim. His general ended up command 8.
So he lost 2 heroes and had a command 8 general by the end of the game.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have walked under those fucking ladders on the way to the place. That's 4 blunders at least.
I said, like, why'd you take this scepter? If you take the scepter, you're going to blunder.
He had 5 blunders.
Yeah, you say, like, don't take the scepter.
5 blunders in a game. I did a bit of maths about this. You can only blunder if you make a lot. Just don't keep ordering stuff. You don't have to order for the sake. Just order like what you need to order and move on. Don't make gifts 3 orders to stuff just for the sake you can.
Yeah.
Maybe do 1 order and then move on.
So,
and then who else do we have? Gert with Empire.
Yeah.
And David, was it?
David. Who else?
With what else?
Yeah.
I didn't get to talk to David very much. I don't know if he's local.
He was, he normally plays Matthew.
Oh, right, there we go.
Yeah.
So you're Hampshire way again.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well done, you two, for coming from Hampshire.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right, So then we went out on Saturday night.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we were looking for a venue that wasn't a curry house because we'd been the night before. We went to TGI Fridays. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah. Showing its age a little bit.
Mistakes were made, I think.
Mistakes were made. It wasn't the greatest venue.
No.
It wasn't the greatest food.
No.
The beer was like piss.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, it was still terribly expensive.
I mean, I had a lovely drink.
Paul had a 9-pound milkshake fucking thing.
Alcoholic milkshake.
With an Oreo floating in it. It looked fucking rancid.
It did, but it tasted good.
And most of the people who had salad, it was just like a huge lettuce cut in half with a jus on it.
Yeah, nasty. Food was not good.
Anyway, so we did that. We came back. You played some events, some games. I went back on shift.
Yeah.
So what games did you play on Saturday?
So then I fairly pissed up. I played both Christopher and Jim at the same time.
Oof.
Yeah.
So how did you work out the points for that?
How did I work out the points?
They
just both controlled the same army.
What?
Okay. It was a 2,000-point game.
Right, with they two just, commanders?
Yeah. Two generals. They just...
Took it in played, turns?
Yeah, well, not took it in turns. They just, like, divvied up the characters.
Right, so they split an army in two and 1,000 points each, roughly, of stuff to
but
command.
It was one list, you know. So, instead of playing one-on-one, I played two-on-one, but it was a one-on-one matchup. You follow?
No. But anyway, I'm sure it was fun.
It was.
And they beat you?
Yes, but so that was an Orc Goblin list, I need to record. Yeah, no, I had to record that. And I was playing like the man, basically.
The man.
And I was getting smashed. And I was like, it's fine. I'll come back.
Plenty more rats.
Totally brazen it out with confidence. Doesn't matter. You know, like, I didn't want that unit anyway. You know, like, and then I almost, what was that?
They were all traitors.
I got to a position where I could actually, because I looked at it, I was like, right, I need to do 4.5 break in this turn, or I'm definitely dead, and I can't, you know, and I'm down to like half a break. I was like, yeah, easy, I'm going to do it there, and it started to work.
You know, like
in Blood Bowl, where you declare the impossible play. Like, I'm going to go there, dodge to there,
yep.
Hand off to him, who's going to come
it's
back to
it's normally
here,
impossible with this
throw,
game. Throw. Two up.
And then, so it's the hat. It's the move, hand off, move, throw, catch, move, score, play.
Go for it, play.
And then you start, and that's how you should play Blood Bowl. Like, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And then you start playing it out, and it, like, builds momentum. And that's what I did with Skaven in this game. Is like, right, they'll win there. I'll cast that spell on that one, and that'll lead me to attack them, and that's how I win. But it didn't work. But it was fun. Made a good crescendo.
It was quite an anticlimactic when you say all that, and then the first dice roll,
No, it wasn't the first dice roll. It was about the third thing I needed to work fell wrong.
Fair.
And then I said, oh, can I just see if the fourth one would have worked? And then, no.
The fifth, no.
Yeah. So, but it was fun because to be a war master with beer works really well.
Well, it's all about the company, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
of course it is.
Like a game is a social contract.
It's a social contract.
So next up, bedtime for me. I went a bit earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
2 o'clock again.
Yeah. No. This time I didn't take a taxi. This time I walk back because it was a very.
Because you were shamed by me walking everywhere and you get cabs.
I think because I'd had two cab journeys, I reckon I could walk it now. I'm not going to get lost. I'm surprised you got home.
Yeah, well,
because,
I did.
Because you get lost easily.
I do, but Google Maps exists.
Yeah, yeah. Because the night was quite warm, because it had been raining so much, and I was like, and it's not raining now. And I was like, I quite fancy walking. I'll do the walk, clear my head, and listen to some music on the way back. And then I walked through. I went diagonally across a park.
As you would.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah.
With no lights.
Jump through fences.
As you would.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah. And the man doesn't take corners.
With the beer power.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So then.
Wait, I came in. You were snoring heavily that second night. So.
Too right. I couldn't believe you didn't hear me the first night.
I know. Lucky me. I did fall asleep, but I was like, Oh well. Well, I came in and you're listening to some American football podcast.
Oh, really? It's either American football or magic I listen to generally.
And you're like, but you're asleep.
Well, I don't know when I go to sleep.
But like, it's just.
Then they should stop.
But I was yeah, like, yeah. I was a situation of like, I'm gonna have to turn this off because I'm not gonna lie there and listen to this. Yeah, you know, like, what the fuck, Barry? You're taking the piss. Yeah, you know, like,
did it play for more than one episode then?
Well, I don't know. It did stop.
Well,
did you wake?
Did so
you?
Long?
Did you wake up and turn it off?
No, it goes off.
Oh, right, good, good. And so, I thought you'd woken up and just turned it off.
No. I listened to an episode. So normally I go to bed. I went to bed say like 12.
Yeah.
With an episode running, so it would last till maybe like quarter to one.
Petro fucking loves that. Yeah, you're like, Jesus Christ.
You know? Sweet Lordy Lord.
I'm not allowed to do nothing in bed at the moment. I can't even read.
Yeah. Can't even fucking breathe.
Yeah.
we have discussed this offline.
Yeah.
There is a solution. It involves not being in said bed all the time. It's like, well, I'll just go downstairs for a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so cool.
So
we're on Sunday now.
Yeah.
Sunday's you decided after much fucking prompting to have a two round. Because you're in a semi-final situation,
yeah.
So that's generally two rounds in like.
But to be honest, the players and the finish of the day decided it anyway.
Yeah, it had to be that way.
Yeah, because we did a random draw, for pod one, the person who could potentially win the event, and I was like, let's play this game. And then see how long it takes.
Okay, so in the top pod we've already discussed was Alex, Jim, and Matt, and Justin. So Alex Justin. Played Jim, and Matt played Justin.
Yes, and sadly, the way it was going to happen, Justin had already played Matthew, but had before.
Well, you don't get to choose at this stage.
And that was a battle for the tower. We've done a different scenario each round. Jim played Alex, and Jim did well.
As normal.
But ultimately, Alex will win that 10-8, and he did.
As normal. So I don't know how many times I've seen that Jim versus Alex battle, and
Jim versus Alex.
Jim always does well.
Does well.
Always loses.
But not well enough. I didn't get the win. And Matthew beat Justin. Justin's command was shocking. He's got dwarves.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't get really any better than that. And he just rolled awfully. He passed one order. In the first turn. One from three.
I mean, I did have some words with Justin over the course of the weekend about dwarves are a really quite defensive army, but he was determined to play them offensively. He's kind of a bit like me. I can't stand fucking castling up, waiting for shit to happen. Just let's get stuck in.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you do that, you've got to roll some command eventually. Otherwise, you don't do it.
I mean, because you think dwarves can move. It's quite feasible to get three orders off with command 10. That means your dwarves can move 60.
The Norse army was very fucking big.
So basically he'd taken all the fantasy out of the Norse army, so it was all infantry and cavalry. Basically it was an ancient army. Infantry and cavalry. Well, not much cavalry, like 2 units. So, just a lot of cheap infantry.
They're 3-3-5, we think, are they?
The
regular Norse infantry?
Bondsmen. Yes, I think they are. Yeah.
They get an extra attack on the charge or any shenanigans?
No.
Just 3-3-5.
So, that'll be your 60 pointer unit.
Okay.
And then he's got some cheaper ones and he's got some more expensive ones in Huskarls.
Yeah.
Who are a steal, if you ask me.
A steal.
But he decided not
less
to.
Less of a steal than they were.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably based on his collection if he's been playing Ancients.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. That's what exactly.
So.
It's not that he hadn't tried, a Valkyrie unit or theorised it. A giant. But he didn't, it didn't float. He was like, no, I want to run with something that's quite more vanilla.
Yeah, so cool. So Matt beat Justin.
Yeah, because his orders on the flip were great. He was well in front of that tower, before the dwarves, and he won the game 5-4.
Getting in front of the tower was the.
We got in front of the tower. He secured it. Justin wasn't within 10. Scored 5 points. Does that again? He's won. out of, you know, because you can be six if you're nowhere near the tower.
Right.
You know, like, basically you're losing. You know, like, and just, you know, Justin did kill a lot of Norse and broke him, but it didn't matter because
it was
all in front of that, yeah, it was all ahead of that tower.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. So, and Jim, we said Jim lost to Alex, so that means the final of Matthew against Alex, which was a repeat of round one.
Yeah.
And did they play third and fourth place, Jim? And
I used to do, yeah.
And Justin?
Yeah.
So, what was the score in the third and fourth?
Third and fourth. It looked a pretty good, like, dynamic game. Justin came out on top. So he ended it finishing third.
Oh, well done, Justin.
Yeah. Well done, Justin. And we'll be sticking this on Facebook, you know, before too long.
You will.
Yeah, I will be here when I get home tonight. So the final of Matthew's Norse versus Alex's Wood Elves. To be fair, I think Matthew came to it ready to lose. You know, like,
maybe it's Alex's reputation.
Yeah, I think he gave him too much respect. Like, so he'd already played him though. That was the first round.
Yeah.
And he actually did better than he did in the final, which was also power line. So he's literally, it's a refight of what they've already done.
So the scenario was the same.
I will always make a final about, you know, a pitch battle.
Yeah.
No shenanigans.
Okay, so. Once again, for about the sixth time out of seven, Alex Janaway wins.
It's just a bit more to the game.
Alex Janaway won.
Yeah, anyway. So basically, right. Matthew corners up, you know, diagonally corners up, and he's got some shooting and some magic, but it's not more than the Wood Elves have. He basically gave all the initiative to Janus. Who would pick his fight, basically. Pick where he would attack first. And steamrolled him. I mean, not quite as simply as that, but got a quite confident win. You know, got a better win against him than he did the first time.
Okay. So I think in total, Jan has played Wood Elves over the weekend, because he did play some friendly matches, because there was plenty of time.
He played at least six.
He played seven. There was plenty of time over the weekend to play, like, friendly matches, yeah, and plenty of space and stuff. So played seven matches with three different builds.
Yes.
And he is Janus, so you have to take all of this with a pinch of salt, but he went unbeaten 7-0.
Yeah.
So,
he's the man.
He is the man. So I'm not saying Wood Elves is perfect. It may be still underpowered, maybe overpowered, maybe whatever the fuck, but if Janus can go 7-0 with it, There's hope for anybody to win with that list. But maybe not all options are as good as other options, but that's the same with lots of lists.
Yeah.
So maybe you have to tailor, maybe not everything's as viable. Yeah, you have to build a list in a certain way, or, you know, you can't have everything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Birdmen are really bad, and if you play Dogs of War, Birdmen are really, really fucking bad. They make harpies look good.
Yeah. They're flyers who fly away when they need to.
They're flies that can be chased by anything.
Yeah,
is that
what
it is?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Because they're not. They're flying. They can fly, but they're not. But they are infantry. They're infantry who can fly.
Yeah, but so. No, we'll not go down that rabbit hole, but.
But they're not flyers.
So they can fly 60, which is the bonus.
Well, as a charge.
As a charge?
Yeah.
Or
100.
And they do, like,
they have a ranged attack.
They can do some attacks.
Yeah.
But if they lose that combat, then it's game over.
Then they get chased by
everything. Because everything is escaping.
Yeah.
Anyway, so good. It was a good event. It was a good weekend. Smokwood died, as was expected.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I haven't. I'd already mourned, bereaved in advance.
Good words said by John. Good words.
Yeah, there was a lot of love in the room, and a lot of whoops and hollering and thanks and stuff, and lots of kind of people thinking about buying it.
Because how many years is it run?
Eight.
Under two different names.
Yeah. Well, part of the big before the Mark III was launched was we went into bed big time with Privateer Press.
Yeah.
So it was effectively, we gave Privateer Press SmogCon in order for them to get into bed with us. We were going to become Lock and Load Europe.
Oh, that never happened.
No, it never happened. It was announced.
Yeah.
And then they, because they were thinking Mark 3, it's going to go nuts, we're going to unblock and load your blah, 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 and then it died.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, it needed to go. It frees me up to do my Czech event next year, which is already booked. I spoke to some people from Bruno over the weekend who were playing in the War Machine event, and they were raving about how great it is, it's a nice place, it's cheap, the people are friendly, the food's good, perfect.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
The opposite
of England.
I mean I'm really happy that you found something to invest your energy in.
Because there was no, people were mumbling, oh, should we go? I've already moved on, mate.
I've checked out, mate.
It's done. I'm finished at 6 o'clock tonight on Sunday. It's done. I'm off. Bye.
I mean, no tears for Barry.
That's the way I live a life. You mourn in advance, don't you? And then move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's gone.
Oh, imagine, because that's why I found out the sex of kid number two at the 20-week scan, because I wanted to deal with the disappointment of it was another girl.
Oh, please.
But what if it turns out to be a girl? Like, what if they got it wrong?
The disappointment of another girl. Yeah. I can't even bring myself to...
One girl was fine, but I didn't want another girl.
Well, that was the post, I think, that nearly broke the internet was when Paul said, finally an heir.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I think you'll find women are heirs.
No,
girl, like, girl children are heirs too. It's like, only men count. They can't carry my name. It's like, oh my God. He's still in the colonial days. What is going on? Disappointment of another girl. Can we not send it back?
Only half joking.
Oh dear.
I've been involved as a punter for a few years, and then the last 2 years as a staff member. I mean, it's not like you get a badge or anything for being a staff member. Nobody knows you're a staff member.
Yeah. They don't get very much anymore. Yeah. I mean, there were times when we had lanyards and all kinds of stuff. I mean, people, if you came in like now, and this was the first one you went to, you'd say, oh, this is quite exciting. Yeah. You know, there's maybe like 150 people or something like that. Yeah. And there's lots of stuff going
and
on.
Lots of different games going on.
There's lots of prizes being won. Yeah. And there's lots
I mean, some of the prize support I'd gather, if you think the ticket is a £50 ticket, that prize is worth a lot more than 50 quid.
There were five prizes that were worth triple the value of the ticket.
Definitely.
People worked hard over the weekend, if that's what they want to do. They want to spend 35 hours playing games to win a prize. And they're the first five to do it, then they'll do it. And all that, but I mean, it's hard when you look back at what 3 years ago was 600 people to then be like a quarter of it.
The year when it was at its biggest, that about 20 guys from our club went along to.
Yeah, that was fucking nuts.
I mean,
20 guys from one club.
Yeah, I know.
To Birmingham on residential. Was it Birmingham? No, it was Heathrow, wasn't it?
Was that Heathrow? The Radisson Blue?
Radisson in Heathrow, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe that was 4 years ago now.
Such a shame, because that was a great weekend. That was because so many of our club members were there.
Yeah, and what you could do then, when you start getting to the like 600 numbers, not only are you getting all the venue for free, the room rate's coming right down, because there's so fucking many of you.
It's like the place is like bending over backwards to facilitate.
Yeah, I mean, you go to breakfast and they were like, the fucking whole breakfast place in Hilton is filled with geeks getting breakfast.
Exactly.
They were glory days, but...
It was a glory. I mean, it was, the time of the Minas Tirith's golden age. Now we've got Osgiliath.
Oh, that big ugly-looking orc's coming. Fucking pig face.
It's fine. Uh-oh.
Chuck a rock at him. it's time to move on. It's time for passengers due, so hopefully this thing in Bruno works, and then year two, who knows? Maybe the venue's not big enough at 30 for year two.
Can we go around the M25?
Yes, sir. There's only one way round, unless you go the other way round, which is really long.
Oh, hang on.
You went over the bridge.
Yeah, but I didn't pay for Dartford crossing toll.
Spaghetti. Have you been before? Have you been to the Dartford crossing before, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes, what do I have to do to pay?
Ring them up, but I'd ring them up in the morning and try and sort it out. They do let you off, generally, if it's your first offence. Oh,
dart charge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oops, I forgot. It's totally missed me by. Yeah, anyway, that's a problem to sort out later.
I have done it once when I went to Dover Castle.
Yeah.
And I did miss it because my wife said, oh, we'll do it when we get home. And do you fuck remember?
Yeah.
I said, she sat there and I'm driving, said, get your phone out, please, and pay it now. No, I'll do it when I get home. Yeah. We won't do it when we get home. We'll forget.
Yeah.
She wouldn't do it. And then what happened? We fucking forgot. And then.
Yeah.
But it was the first time I'd drunk them. I'm pretty sure they let me off.
Yeah, obviously, you have to pay both ways, don't you? Yeah, so.
I don't think it's terribly expensive, but no. I think it's the fact that they just fuck people who forget.
Yeah, I think
it's like £2 each way, but they fuck you for forgetting.
Yeah. Must remember.
You can't do it when you're driving, we do have a
dart crossing account.
Well, it may charge
us. It must be this car. Yeah.
So it might charge us.
Anyway, carry on.
Well, we're just moaning about how life is annoying.
Yeah.
Instead of having a person, you used to have a person in a booth. He took £2 off you. Yeah. You touch your card.
Yeah.
So we won't do this anymore. We'll sack all these fucking people. And what we'll
make
do now is we'll make you pay online, even though you're driving and can't,
because
you're fucking driving.
And so
you've got to get home, remember to do it, which like only 85% of people do.
Yeah.
And then the 15% of people who've forget
because they're going to the thing they wanted to go to.
We'll fine you £40.
Yeah.
Instead of the £2 you could have just paid with your tapping your card.
Yeah.
It's a fucking con. What a fucking con.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where were we up to? Dart charge.
We were talking about so the golden year.
Golden year, gone. Back. So anyway, Bruno, we're coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
You seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
See a video on the Facebook this week from Blackgate Miniatures for the Kickstarter. The Kickstarter's coming on the 25th of the month, 25th of Feb, so it's only a few weeks away.
Yes.
And I've decided to be a bit fucking naughty and only take 100 punters.
Yeah.
Because I can't physically do it. It's only a hobby. I've still not made any money out of it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, I mean, eventually everybody will get their models because it'll go to retail eventually. But there'll only be 100 punters on Kickstarter.
How many backers did you have first off of the ogres?
It's been around that level for each Kickstarter, really. So
that's fair enough.
100 punters. I mean, that means I have to do like it's probably be between 600 and 1,000 unit of demon horde.
Yeah.
And then whatever stretch goals for whatever those people want. But it'll be 100 punters for 6 units a punter. Because you can't really use demons at less than 6 units anyway.
I think the minimum is
6. Yeah, minimum 3,000.
Yeah, so you're going to have to buy 6.
Most people want at least 6 because you're going to be able to.
Yeah.
Because they're good.
Yeah.
Demon horde are good. No. They're my favourite infantry type. That 4-3-5.
No, it's Kickstarter, isn't it? Start by backing 6 and then add to it as more stretch goals.
Yeah, I'm going to back me.
Kickstarter's the plan.
So, that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to record again. Might not be next week because we're already into Monday tomorrow. So it might be the following week, and then we'll get it out sometime just before the Kickstarter goes. And we'll talk about the Triwiz. What's it called? Battle of the Four Armies.
Battle of the Four Armies. So this is a single player event where you take 2 1,000 point lists that are separate, that act, that break separately, that ally on a matrix that the organisers will be trying to do all right.
Which is pretty set in stone. It's been around forever. You've got good guys, they can go with good and neutral.
Yeah.
Evil guys can go with evil and neutral. Neutral guys can go with anybody. There ain't many of them. I think there's lizards and ogres or something, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, there's some interesting builds. I've already thought of my dwarf empire list.
I think that is the obvious one.
It is the obvious one.
Because you get a combo, you cover everything. You get cavalry, you get cannons, you get flyers, you get good infantry.
But yeah, I'm not sure how. You can't have everything. I'm not sure I'm taking a gyrocopter.
Well, so you have access to a flyer.
Access to a single stand of gyrocopter.
Yeah, but you put that long ways, you catch a unit, don't you? Like, if you push them into it.
They're not free, are they, these gyrocopters?
No. And you've got Command 10 as well.
Because what you've got to remember is, in this kind of set, we'll not talk about it too much because we're going to do an episode on it, is you're paying for two sets of leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. The
so
army's
you can't
small.
Go fucking nuts.
And, and you've got two groups of core troops you have to have.
Yeah, there ain't a lot of us. Yeah, yeah. Chaff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, the list... what I would want to run for that is Orcs and Goblins.
That's, what know, that's one list, mate.
Yeah, I know. No,
Orcs
no, no, no.
and Goblins.
No, Orcs and Goblins and Goblins.
Orcs and Goblins and more Goblins.
And Goblins.
Okay. Lovely.
And because... That's quite cool because I could do some goblin units.
I'll tell you the wazoo.
But when the date of it is, I might not be able to paint anything, so I might have to take something I've already got.
Okay, cool. Right, so that'll be our next episode talking about the Battle of the Four Armies.
Right.
And also the Ogre Kickstarter, the Demon Kickstarter, which will be almost launched. And
exciting times.
Yeah, good. So that was episode 111, 11-11, yeah. As Bilbo said, and with Paul and Barry. So you can get us on warmasterpodcast@gmail.com or on the Facebook.
Shout out to everyone who played at BonesCon. Yo, in Warmaster, thank you for coming.
Especially Gerg from Denmark.
And also send extra special shout out for Christopher Orr for all the fantastic scenery that he supplanted my scenery with. I'd given a quality of table, but he was quality table much better.
Okay.
Tables were great.
Yeah. And he took some pictures, which you'll see no doubt online. Okay. Oh, one final one, and Shane got two commendations out of the three things he put in the painting award.
There you go.
Left it. He didn't win any of the major prizes, but he got two medals.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Well done, Shane.
Yeah, yeah.
I remembered your name, Shane. Good night.
He's got a method.
Would you like to know more?